Next story is dealing with the thoughts and wishes of some of our older population, as told to researchers from the Irish Longitudinal Study on Ageing, better known as TILDA. They interviewed 8,000 people over the age of 65, 833,300 of whom were living in the state in April of this year. Now, sadly, their research has highlighted the growing issue of death ideation, increasing rates of both loneliness and suicidal thoughts among these older people. The research is published today in the peer-reviewed journal Frontiers in Public Health, and its lead author and senior research fellow at TILDA, Dr. Mark Ward, is with us now. Good morning.
Morning.
You're very welcome indeed. Would you first of all maybe give us a little bit more information on the people you spoke to, their age, their gender, their family status, their living situations?
Sure. So TILDA is the Irish Longitudinal Study on Ageing, and we're based in Trinity College in Dublin. So the study began in 2010, where we recruited randomly people aged over 50 years. So we recruited 8,500 individuals at that stage. And importantly, we return to those same people every 2 years so that we can track how they're ageing. And the overall aim of the study is to try and understand the biological changes that happen to people, but also the social, economic and other types of changes. And then we use that information and work closely with the Department of Health and the HSE to try and inform policies.
So were these people over the age of 55, were they a mix of, were they people with families, were they living on their own, male, female?
Yeah, they all lived in the community, and we put a lot of effort into ensuring that they were representative of the population in 2010. So the proportions or percentages of individuals in rural areas, different parts of the countries, who are married, who are living alone, who have different levels of education and so on, all reflect the population at that time.
Yeah. And the research now that you're publishing today, were you talking to them about projecting into the future, or were they talking about how they felt now, or a mix of both?
No, so this work is part of a wider program of research on loneliness. So my particular interest is in how our social lives impact on our health. And there's a growing body of evidence showing that both loneliness and social isolation is really bad for our physical and mental health. So specifically on this, what's called a wish to die measure. So our participants were all asked if they had experienced this feeling within the month prior to being interviewed.
Okay.
And a wish to die captures an individual's thoughts that they would be better off dead or wishing for one's own death. And the importance of that indicator or measure is that it's very predictive of future suicidal thoughts and behaviour. So one way to think about it is the first kind of manifestation of those negative thoughts that for some people, but not all, will lead to even more damaging thoughts and actions.
Yeah. And did they expand on the reasons for having those thoughts?
So we don't delve more deeply into that. And what we've planned is to do some more in-depth qualitative interviews with
people. So how prevalent was that feeling?
Yeah. So overall, 4% of people reported that experience within the last month. And 4% may not sound like a huge amount, but given just how negative that feeling is and people's willingness to report it, it is a big figure. And in the context of the new population estimates published yesterday from the CSO, that 4% equates to over 30,000 individuals.
Right.
So it is a sizable issue among older adults, yes.
So what are you thinking here then, Dr. Ward? Is it about, in a world that's never been more connected, we're told all the time that many people feel disconnected from it?
Yeah, so again, we're finding that loneliness is a really, really critical issue for the well-being of older adults in terms of both their mental and physical health. And we've even found, and this is well established in a number of countries, that loneliness predicts premature mortality, and the risk associated with it is equivalent of smoking 15 cigarettes a day. So the importance of this issue has gotten a lot more, it's much more prominent, I suppose, and particularly on the back of COVID, where all of a sudden we saw just how damaging it is for those social connections and networks to be taken.
And the pandemic undoubtedly exacerbated it. It might not have been measured yet, but You would have to imagine.
Absolutely. So we went out to our participants during the pandemic, in the early months of the pandemic, and asked them about their experience of it. Mm-hmm. And what we found was loneliness and depression, and the two track quite closely together, had increased threefold during COVID. Now, a lot of people have kind of recovered or bounced back since then, but not everybody. And what we find from working with organisations such as Alone and Men's Sheds is that a lot of people who had really good habits for social contacts and activities haven't returned to those activities since COVID. Yeah. So there is that residual effect, if you like.
Talk to us just finally, if you would, about the importance that people placed on religion as a way to perhaps counter this or to protect them from feeling of isolation.
Yeah, so what we wanted to do in this study was we wanted to try and pinpoint specific types of activities that could protect people against negative feelings like the wish to die, loneliness and depression. And attending religious services came through as a really, really important protective factor, and far more powerful than other social activities that we considered, such as volunteering. Now, how that actually operates, or what the mechanism is, if you like, we think it's one of two things, or a combination of both. So it might be the spiritual aspect of it, or the social aspect. So just that mere fact of being part of a community and a communal activity and getting that regular opportunity to meet with friends, peers, neighbours. Exactly, exactly.
Well, look, there's so much in this report. We're very grateful to you for coming in to talk to us. Dr. Mark Ward, lead author and senior research fellow at Tilda. Thank you.
Thank you.